T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bradley Bozeman, an even bigger moment, down on his knee to propose to his girlfriend right at the base of the podium. She's checking it out. Yes, the ring is real.
That's great.
Wow. So Bozeman wraps up his college career with an overtime championship game winner and then has this beautiful moment.
Rick and John have the latest news from college football and want to hear from you. 404-741-0929. This is the College Football Cheat Sheet on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And the College Football Cheat Sheet brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile at rsandrews.com. Well, you heard Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit on the call of ESPN, and that was the aftermath of the game when Alabama was getting the trophy and you know, the confetti's falling and the whole thing. And falling to a knee was Bradley Bozeman and proposing to his now fiance. And Bradley Bozeman, Alabama center, joins Rick and Randy McMichael on the WadeFord.com hotline. Bradley, good morning and congratulations times two. What a night for you, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a huge night. It was really surreal. You know, I couldn't have imagined it blowing up like it has. But, you know, it was great.
Now, Bradley, is there a contingency plan if she, like, if the game goes another way, do you wait later on that night, the next day, next weekend? If Alabama didn't pull this win out, what was the contingency plan to propose to your lady?
You know, it wasn't that night for sure, but it was later on. You know, probably a month and a half later. But, you know, the plan was to win. So we got it done, and I was able to do it that night. So it all worked out.
It certainly did. Bradley Bozeman, Alabama center, joining Rick Hamlin and Randy McMichael. So, Bradley, bro, you got to take us in there, man. You've got Jalen Hurts struggling. A lot of people, me included, Desmond Howard, we thought it was a no-brainer to play the Tua card and try to turn things around in the second half. Take us into the locker room, man. What is Nick Saban saying? What is the vibe in the locker room when you guys all find out that it's going from Jalen Hurts to Tua, Tua in the second half?
We've had that option all year. You know, Tua's a really good competitor. He's bought into the process. He's prepared every day like he's going into the game that week. And, you know, whenever they called him up, you know, no one was worried. Everybody were like, okay, let's go. We rallied around the guy, and you know, we were ready to go. So.
Well, you keep winning because you get to propose to your woman. You win a national championship. I was just reading this morning. Congratulations! Just saw you were added to the Senior Bowl roster. How big a deal is that for you? Because you're going to be down there being looked at by NFL scouts.
Oh, that's huge. We've wanted that for a while now, and to be able to have that opportunity is, you know, it's such a blessing. I've had such a blessed career at the University of Alabama, and thanks to Coach Saban and the rest of the staff and everyone that's around that, and my support staff personally. I couldn't have gotten to the point where I am in life without them. So big shout out to everyone that's been involved in my career.
Bradley Bozeman, a product of the factory.
The factory.
The NFL pipeline. That is the Alabama Crimson Tide. And he joins Rick and Randy on the WadeFord.com hotline. Bradley, I want to read to you. This is on RotoWorld.com. They do a good job of covering NFL draft stuff and college football news. It says here, I just want to get your reaction to this, see if it tweaks you or you like it. Bozeman, 6'5", 319, has been one of the key cogs of the Alabama offensive line the past two seasons. He was ranked as the third best center. Yeah, they got two guys ahead of you. Mel Kiper has you as the third best center prospect entering the draft. As you hear me say that, Bradley, is that well received by you? Or are you like, no, hell no, I'm the top center in this draft?
You know, it doesn't really matter to me. You know, I'm going to go on the field. I'm going to prepare and play the best of my ability. You know, if there's someone out there that's better than me, then so be it. But I'm going to give everything I have into what I'm doing. So, you know, to me, it doesn't matter what other people think. They get paid to give their opinions. But, you know, I'm going to go out and do the absolute best that I can possibly do in any situation that I'm in.
That's how it always should be. You don't worry about it, because one thing I know about the whole draft process, GMs don't call Mel Kiper to tell them who they should draft. But when I look at your position, exactly. you are a guy that seemed you waited your turn. You waited your turn behind Ryan Kelly, who, I mean, they're expecting big things out of him in Indy, even though he was injured this year. What are your prospects? What are your expectations when you come to the NFL? What are you working on right now getting ready for the actual – getting ready for the Senior Bowl?
You know – I'm actually about to fly to Connecticut. I'd have to go to a water camp banquet right now, and then I start my training on Monday, and I'm going to hit it really hard with Coach Cochran. He's one of the best strength and conditioning coaches in the nation. He'll get me right before that. You know, coming off the season, I'm in really good shape, so I'm going to take a little downtime, then I'm going to hit it hard on Monday. I'm excited at the opportunity. You know, 3 years ago, I never would have thought that this opportunity would have presented itself, but he stuck with it, trusted the process, you know, went through all the stuff, and you know, I'm in the best possible situation in my life. So,
Bradley Bozeman, Alabama center. Bradley, it's because Alabama wanted you and you wanted them, okay? And now, like you said, you're on that NFL pipeline. Let's go back to Monday night, man. Okay, so Tua is sacked. 16-yard sack. It is 2nd and 26. Y'all are down 3. And so, literally, at that point, it's kind of like advantage Bulldogs. And then, of course, Tua with that missile down the left sideline, 41-yard touchdown for the win. Take me through what you were thinking. The sack, 16 yards back, 2nd and 26. And then one play later, you're winning a national championship. What was that like?
You know, it was crazy. You know, he got the sack. It happens. He couldn't get the ball away, but I turned to him, looked to him. You know, he got up and I was like, "Look, let's go. Let's go win this ball game." You know, he's like, "I got you." Like, and Tua is such a positive guy. You know, he always has good vibes and you know always is a true competitor. But you know, we got down the next play, and all I was thinking is like, I got to protect as long as I can. You know, we're not in the best situation, but we got to make the best out of it. So, and then Tua slings it down the field, falls in there. I mean, it was just that the time that ball was in there, I mean, it felt like 30 seconds. Like it was unreal. But and then the celebration afterward was obviously really good too. So
unbelievable, man, taking us in there like that. Bradley Bozeman, center for Alabama, is joining us here on the Midday Show with Rick and John on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, Bradley, a lot of people are giving Nick Saban just a ton of credit, saying that it's the coaching, the quarterback change was a genius move and it was a bold move and all this kind of stuff. But deep down, did you kind of know that okay, they're going to Tua? Like, were you confident that Tua was going to rise to the occasion like that and get the job done?
Yeah, I was confident to it. Like I said, Tua's a competitor. He practiced every single day this season like he was going to go into the game. And, you know, that's credit to him. You know, he could easily, after he came in, you know, in front of a guy that just took a team to the national championship, say, okay, I'm just going to hang out, you know, kind of wait my turn. But he came in, he prepared, he got ready. You know, he was ready to play that ball game. And, you know, it showed. So,
yeah, no doubt about it. Bradley, can't thank you enough for the time, man. Congratulations again on the national championship, on the proposal, on going to the Senior Bowl and the path to the NFL, man. We wish you well, and we'd like to have you back on in the future, Bradley.
Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to it.
Good luck, my man. Take care.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.